We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and we're to the third half hour. And in this third half hour, which is the last third half hour in the sense of how it's been this last year in 2020, things are kind of changing for all of us. But what we wanted to talk about with this show, and a little later we'll have Pete Wheely and Pam Chappell talking to us also on the phone after we do one segment here with Teresa and Rosalie. Rosalie's on the phone. Good morning to you, Rosalie.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to hear your voices.
Yes, and Teresa is in the studio. Good morning to you, Teresa.
Good morning.
So I guess we're talking about gratitude. I'll start with saying I want to say thank you to you guys because the way we proceeded, it got another half hour added onto the show that I did the previous year. And without you guys, that probably wouldn't have happened. And so I want to say thank you to you guys and all your hard work. Rosalie did a ton of work scheduling. Teresa, you were pulling the strings and making everything happen. So I want to say thank you to you guys to start it all off.
Wow.
Thank you. You're welcome. And kind of right back at you, you know, we've had this this kind of series of Tis the Season, and I think we had some great guests on, you know, starting with, you know, why we volunteer, why we give, people who are in the trenches giving. And I thought it would be so appropriate to kind of end this Tis the Season with gratitude because, you know, and of course, Teresa will speak to this as well, but everything I think can start with taking a good hard look at what you're grateful for. I think we're all stuck in our heads sometimes about all the crazy stuff between the pandemic and politics.
Yeah, it's hard to find that gratitude.
It is, but if you do, if you take that step back, and that's what I do every day, I'm very grateful. I'm religious, so I'm always grateful to God for his mercy and grace and his blessings, but also for another day to serve. And I think that my gratitude, when I start listing it and what I'm grateful for, often leads to prayer, but it often leads to recognizing people that are doing amazing work. And I think that, and thanking them for that, that they're supported, because we all know how hard it is to do really anything right now, right?
Right. Yeah, and you know, and I want to say, and also gratitude to the community too, because we've got a tremendous positive response back to the show, and doing the things that we did, highlighting not for profits and people that are doing great things in our community. So it's just not something that people just take up the mantle and say, "I'm going to do this because I want to do a radio show and I'm going to also help the community at the same time." So thank you to them, and like I said to you guys, so thank you to for everything that you did to get us through the second year, and now you guys got something going on, and I've got something going on, and
that's
life
pretty
is
exciting. It, who knew?
Yeah, I mean, to actually look at being able to go into 2021 with either being able to expand or being able to keep doing what you're doing is almost amazing these days because, you know, there's a lot with restaurants and businesses going under. It's a pretty amazing thing to be able to actually keep moving forward.
Yeah, I'm
Well, I think
excited.
That was one of the points was to bring the good things out. And oftentimes, they don't get the airtime or the promotion because they're busy doing the work. And
it's costly.
Certainly don't have funding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you want to weigh in on this too, Teresa.
Yeah, you said, you know, it's not easy. It's just like working out. It doesn't start out easy. So this is something that you practice and you put into practice to make it easier, because I love this. I have a course on gratitude, so this is near and dear to my heart. But I always start off with saying we all get to choose how happy we will be, because we all get to choose how grateful we're willing to be.
Yeah.
And that is where it starts, with gratitude. So I am grateful to you and Rosalie for this opportunity, coming to me with this opportunity, and now expanding on to a new show.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what? It's all on my vision board, you know? But grateful, absolutely.
And just grateful to you, Rob. You had a great idea, and you were working it, and you let us in. And so not only were we able to do what we felt was important, we learned some stuff about radio stuff.
Did.
Which is, for the most part, still over my head. But
I mostly learned what not to do. No, Teresa, don't do that.
And I talked to my son while there. But, without that opportunity. So I really am grateful for that.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.
Done some work. Thank you.
We had a good time. And we certainly formed some bonds this year. Yeah. But what I do want to make sure that I do say thank you to is a shout out to Brooke Blanchard at the YDC Pal, because we said, you know, you had a great idea. I can't kind of leave this as just my idea. I mean, it is the original idea of the radio show I wanted to do. But when I connected with Brooke and talking about some of this stuff, that's kind of the concept we expanded on together. So she was a part of that too. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And as we're recording, I think today is your birthday. So what it is.
So, we're recording. So we'll have to say the shout out is we're recording on Tuesday. The show will be heard on Saturday. So Brooke, last Tuesday, happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Right. Yes. Happy birth week.
Yes. So we got about 2 minutes left. You know, is there anything that we need to make sure that we tell people before, as we close this form of the third half hour out for the year?
Well, I'd say stay listening, because I know a lot of people think, well, I don't have a lot to be grateful for, but hang on.
Yeah. If you're listening, you're alive. And so for most of those people that are alive, they're probably in okay shape. For those that are not, hopefully that you hear this and we're able to put a smile on your face to know that we're thinking about you. And because there are so many people that just aren't getting what they need while isolated. And that comes to...
And it is okay to feel all of those feelings.
It is. It is. Really? I think probably everybody getting into this late stage of the game and now looking at even longer isolation, lockdowns, masks type of things, mm-hmm. we're kind of in a place where it's like, we have to be able to talk. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to get those things out, because if you don't, you hold it in, we're just all going to blow up. So, mm-hmm. So, you know, do those things and take care of yourself mentally. So we'll make sure we always get that one out. We know there's places to go. Every county has their own kind of mental health help and, you know, food assistance and all that too. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I also just kind of believe in that whole butterfly effect, that, you know, you doing one thing, and then it spreads. So I think that's what this show was too. We found out so many people doing really good things.
Yeah.
And if that's not inspiration, I don't know what is.
No, I don't either.
But I can say it really hit me hard last week. I felt it. So if you are feeling like you don't even know what you're feeling and it's just overwhelming, I reached out and started doing something for somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, that was the biggest relief and lift off my shoulders, was just to help somebody else in need.
There you go. Yeah, that will do it. Help someone else. Ladies, thank you very much again. That's the end of our time. You know how fast it goes. Mm-hmm. So thank you for the year. Thank you for all your hard work. And we look forward to bigger and better things in 2021.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely.
There we go.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour, and Teresa, we're still talking about gratitude. And the next lady that we have on the phone has a lot of gratitude because they've been through quite a ordeal with her husband. There's a real story here, and about Pete Wheelie and Pam Chappell. And Pam Chappell is on the phone at the moment, and she's going to talk about her husband and some of the things that he went through and kind of how it's changed their lives. Yes. Good morning.
Tell us your story.
Good morning.
Well, there it is. Yeah. Tell us the story.
This is huge. I want to give you all the time.
Yeah.
Well, Pete and I were only married about 9 months when he collapsed at home. Turns out he was in heart failure. And, the EMTs came and the whole thing, and it wound up being a many-month saga. Eventually, he had a couple of strokes when he was at the University of Michigan Hospital and had a heart transplant. About a week later. So we were over
there. Wait a minute. You say that like, okay, yeah, like he had his kidney, kidney stone,
no big
but
deal.
He had a heart transplant. So
a
this
heart
is
transplant.
A new heart.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it's not an easy thing to get on the heart transplant list.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, within a week?
Yeah, they do a lot of research. They ask a ton of questions and do a lot of tests and everything. What they're trying to determine is, does he have a chance of surviving it and having quality of life afterwards? And then, of course, they have to find a match.
Wow. And in a week. Miracle. Hello.
Oh, yeah. It was a miracle. It really was. When I was at a restaurant with a friend when we got the call, and the doctor said, we have a heart for Pete, and I almost I almost collapsed because we
now,
was that just
an immediate at that point? They say, we have a heart, come now? Do they say, hey, come here in a week?
No, they had a heart, and it wound up being a day or two before he actually had the surgery because they were trying to find a recipient for the lungs as well. But that didn't happen. And so anyway, it was absolutely wonderful. And, we're so grateful. I thought we had just found each other later in life and weren't going to have time together, but we did.
We celebrated 13 years.
Well, we celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary in September, which means it's 12 and a half years. Yeah, 12
and
a half years.
Blessings and blessings. I'm so happy for
talking
you.
About starting off the hard way, how has that kind of shaped your vision of life with when we talk about gratitude?
Oh my goodness, we're grateful for every day. We really are. And I took care of Pete for a long time because it wasn't an easy path afterwards. But I'd recently had surgery myself, and he's been waiting on me hand and foot. So we're grateful that
turnabout is fair play.
That's right.
Tell him he
That's
has
right.
many, many more years of waiting on you. Yes.
But I got to believe that you are grateful for every moment you get to wait on one another, whichever way it goes.
Oh, we sure are. It's a blessing.
Well, I'm going to ask this of you, Pam. I know that you're a musician, you're a singer, you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
How has this shaped your music? Have you written any songs about this? Is it, it has to shape you somehow because that's just how it works. But, how have you used it creatively?
Well, I would say that my songs have taken a more spiritual bent. Because this whole experience was a spiritual experience, when you're going through something like that, you really have to trust that there's something beyond what we can touch and feel. There were so many people praying for us and it gave us a lot of hope and sustained us during that time. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we have, how much time do we have to get to hear from the man himself?
We do.
All right, let me give the phone to Peter here.
Yes. Yep, send him in.
Hello.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Hey, Rob.
Well, it certainly is a blessing to be able to talk to you on the phone, considering all that you've been through.
No kidding, man.
Yeah. It's not every day you meet a heart recipient, so wow.
I know, man.
An honor to meet you, and well, so grateful to be able to speak to you.
I'm just a very fortunate to be alive,
What has changed for you?
Well, I'm retired now, of course, and but I've been writing a lot, more spiritual, more. I don't take every day for granted.
It's special.
No, absolutely it is. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to spend some time together the last couple of years, and you've always got such a great outlook. You know, what was your outlook before this? I mean, what kind of a man were you?
Well, I was a working guy, insurance guy. I worked hard all my life. And this was totally unexpected. It just happened. I didn't know what happened. It just happened. Suddenly.
Wow.
And so I'm just, you know, I was easygoing then, but now I'm more serious on the spiritual side, spiritual side of me. And because I suffered some aphasia, so I can't talk too good.
But you're doing fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I write a lot, and I like to help people and stuff like that, and do stuff for people, you know.
Well, and you know, and it's kind of one of those things when something like this does happen, it gives you that outlook to want to help other people. We've got about a minute left.
Do you speak? Does the family that you received the heart from, the person?
No,
can you tell us?
No, we don't know the person. We wrote a letter to the family, and they never responded. All we know is the person from Michigan. That's all we know. I don't know the age or sex or anything.
Wow. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Just grateful.
Go ahead.
I play a lot of golf now, though.
And you didn't before?
Oh, I did. Not as much now, but
Certainly a great sport for retirement. Yeah, absolutely. When all this happens and you can still get out on the golf course and be mobile and get around, you know, that's certainly a blessing. Well, we've got about a minute left or so.
Okay.
Do you have anybody you want to say, you know, thank you to that was a big part of this also other than Pamela?
I want to thank Nancy Gribb, our nurse here in South Haven, and all the doctors and nurses in University of Michigan, the CVC Cardiovascular Center. And I want to thank the Lord for keeping me here for a while.
So, there you go.
That is beautiful.
And we're blessed to have you.
And Pam, too. And Pam.
Yes. And thank you to you both. And thank you for Pam for all her work and keeping you healthy and taking care of you through that time. So Merry Christmas to you. We pre-record, so Christmas was yesterday. So we hope you had a Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you soon, Pete.
Okay, Rob. Thanks, Pam. Right.
Yep. Thanks, Pam, too. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour and the third segment of it. And in my gratitude of all the work that we've done, Teresa, and not trying not to be so selfish going into 2021, I'm going to give you the first question as we wrap up this show. So,
hey, well, thank you, Rob.
Make sure we introduce them too. Who we got on the phone?
Okay, we have Jim Ellis on the phone. And I just want to say, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, it's hard for me to find something to be grateful for. But I'm just going to let Jim tell his story.
Yeah. And good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, yeah, my daughter Avery, last year, she was 4 years old. She was diagnosed with a form of cancer called Wilms tumor. It's a kidney cancer, and it really only is seen in young kids. They say it's seen in kids between the ages of like 3 and 8. Mm. Wow. And so last year, she had to go through a whole round of surgery and various treatments, all at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. And they've just been excellent over there.
That's a wonderful place up there, yeah.
Certainly very grateful for that. But now she's doing quite well. She was basically declared to be in remission about this time last year. And last January was her final chemo treatment. And so now she's could just be a regular kid again.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So to say you're grateful is an understatement, I'm guessing. But.
Oh, certainly. Yes.
And how was she throughout this whole ordeal?
She kept up in the best spirits possible. She's just a kid, and kind of hard to say if she even knew the significance of what she was going through. But over at the Helen DeVos Hospital, they have a whole group of highly trained and skilled people that know how to take care of kids, and they kept it fun for her. They have activities every day. A group of like musicians would come in one day, or dancers another day. They brought in animals from the Jambal Zoo that they could pet. So to her, it was almost kind of fun being over there, even though she was going through some very intensive treatments.
Yeah,
wow, who knew all that was going on over at the hospital there? But
well, Helen DeVos, yeah, that the Helen DeVos Center in Grand Rapids, they are certainly pioneers in children's cancer and child issues. Where, I mean, and you kind of talked a little bit about the things that they did, but tell me a little bit more about how they really kind of got in there and helped her with her, I mean, not just with activities, but, you know, how they treated her with the, you know, and worked on that emotional side, because we all know there's the medical side, they do their thing. But when you get a child like this, and I mean, there's that huge emotional side, how did they take care of that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's everybody there plays a part, from the nurses who are just excellent. You can tell every single one of them just loves to be around kids. There's probably hundreds of volunteers that go there. They have volunteers that walk through the floors daily, and you know, every few minutes it even seems like somebody pops in asking if she wants to play a game or have a story read to her. All kinds of things like that. And Grand Rapids, Grand Valley College, they brought in like some like dancers that a bunch of the kids could go down and watch them go through their dance routine. And
so did you stay there?
A lot of great people there.
Did you stay there? How did that work for you as parents of such a young?
Yeah, it was tough. We had to stay there many nights, not continuously, but through her surgery, we were there maybe a week, and we would have to stay the night through various treatments. And sometimes it was not a planned stay. If she started to take a downturn and wasn't feeling as well, we would have to, at a minute's notice, drop everything and run to the emergency room and get admitted. And you know, you don't really have an end date when you're getting out, but it's just when her doctor says she's okay to leave and come back home. And we went through that several times.
So it wasn't a straight, you know, like, hey, she's a little ill, and then you guys all went up this road. It was a pretty bumpy road, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. And yeah, fortunately we had a lot of support through our family and community and work. I had coworkers that, you know, volunteered to take shifts for me and donate vacation time to me. Just very thankful for that.
Oh my goodness. Well,
same with my wife, Sarah. And
would you guys like to give a shout out? Here's an opportunity to give a shout out to those.
Say thank you to anyone.
Yeah. I just want to thank everybody. Probably too many names to mention, to everybody that supported us through all of this.
Well, then there's a shout out to everybody. How has this changed you? How has it changed your family going through an ordeal like this?
Oh, well, you know, you really realize, you know, what you have, you know, when you're at risk of that sort of thing. So mm-hmm. it's,
yeah, I couldn't imagine the thoughts of, you know, I mean, all the things you're going through, and the ultimate, the worst part of it is you could lose your daughter or family member, and going through that constantly every day with that nagging thought in the back of your mind has got to be one of the toughest things, you know, imaginable. But how does that, you know, kind of, as we get to kind of these holiday seasons, Christmas, New Year, a change of the year, optimism, how does that, you know, where are you feeling now?
Oh, well, we're feeling great now, even though it's a tough year. COVID and everything for our family, we're very thankful to be where we are right now. And what you realize, there's a lot of people that are worse off than you. From the beginning, they gave our daughter, you know, very high chance of getting through it. You know, it was caught early, but when we're at the hospital, you know, we see and talk to many other kids and parents that are going through the same and similar things.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of them out there that are in much worse circumstances than what we were, and you come to realize that and be thankful for, you know, even though it's tough for you, it could always be worse.
I caught something there. You said because of everything you've been through that this last year, COVID, although it's been horrible for some people, for you guys, you made it through the worst part of, you know, what you felt you had been through. You made it through a horrible situation. So COVID was really nothing on you.
Well, actually, with that being said, we're out of time. I'm all set. It's flown by on us, Jim, but I have to move on to the next break. To finish the show, but I wanted to say thank you so much. And you're certainly an example of what gratitude is all about after going through something like this.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you very much. And to you too, Teresa and Rosalie out there, if you're listening, it's happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
That's it for Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show. We want to say thank you to our guests, to our sponsors, and of course to you listeners. Till next Saturday, have a great week. Happy New Year.
This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2020.